This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 on a Football Friday. You got John Lopez, myself, Reginald Atitula. And sitting in for Figgy is our guy, Byron Matthews. Byron, good to have you along again. Figgy is not sick. He is doing he's doing the Lord's work, doing a little bit of charity, and he decided to take some pay time off to go do that. Like, so
good,
go
for
ahead.
Him.
Yeah, man. No jokes at Figgy's expense on this Friday. Yeah. You got to actually salute the man for going and really being a benefit to his community.
A man of the people.
A man of the people, indeed. All right, we're here in a moment. We're going to ask if James Jones is right about C.J. Stroud. But before we get there, we were just talking about how this game in Dallas on Monday night, is not just a get-right game, the get-right game. And it feels like some doubt still exists within the fan base. On the YouTube, somebody was like, they feel like no matter how bad the Cowboys are, they always become superhuman versus the Texans. And so they're wondering the idea that
true.
You mysteriously see a great Cowboys team. This is a series that's 4-2.
Yeah, it's
in
not
favor
true.
Of the Cowboys, and it really feels
and good
like
games.
It feels like it's going to be in that place where it'll be real close. It'll be 4-3 on Monday night. Not to jinx it, but I don't think I have that kind of power.
Yeah.
And then also someone said, you know, when I watch the Texas play, it's like we shoot our bullets too quick, and that feels like in some ways offensive indictment. But I don't know that is going to be an issue in this game. We'll dive more into it over the course of the show, and obviously Monday. But yeah, I'm kind of surprised at the level of kind of just doubt that exists, especially in this game.
Man, we've been in this. Houston Texans fans have been through it, man.
Yeah, yeah,
they've been through it.
Yeah, man. But you've been through it. But like this, there's been kind of a lifting of a fog with this team. Like obviously that begins with C.J. Stroud. D'Amico Ryan's coming through. It's just kind of a new day in the organization as a whole. But with that being the case, like, you know, a young, talented quarterback, especially one that had the season that he did in his rookie year, the question has come up quite a bit. Second year slump. And we knew that was going to be a question. But it seems like people are getting to the place where they're like, hey, you need to have that uncomfortable conversation about C.J. Stroud. And one of the people who's leading that charge is James Jones of FS1. He's on the show The Facility, which I think is a funny name, but who am I to judge? This was James Jones talking about C.J. Stroud.
And last but not least, C.J. Stroud. Listen, man, the man just threw 5 interceptions, and your team still found a way to lose. You have lost 3 out of your last 4 games, all right? This is what we call a sophomore slump.
He said it.
My dude Shady always say it. You're looking a little funny in the light.
Yep.
We need you to ball out. We need to see that C.J. Stroud from last year. Because if not, Acho, we're going to start to have some uncomfortable conversation.
I mean, is he wrong?
I want to say yes. Like, I want to just say yes. Like, C.J. Stroud, and it's... It's from that national 30,000 foot view that I think you look at it and you go, oh man, the production isn't, you know, isn't incredible, right? His completion percentage generally has gone down a little bit. The touchdown to interception ratio is really the big thing.
Yeah.
His 12 touchdowns, 6 interceptions compared to, you know, the fantastic mark that he had last year. But it feels like when you get ground level, when you actually see it, yes, you can clearly say that there's been a different production with CJ. I don't know how you would get around saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start investigating why, there's not as much that I think you bring to CJ's doorstep and go, hey, this is about you.
Right. Listen, I'm going to go out on my shield on this. It's I keep telling myself this. It's not CJ Stroud. He is not the issue. He is fantastic. He can carry a team and has carried this team. Hell, listen to D'Amico yesterday talking about, like raving about C.J. Stroud. But here's the one little qualifier that might lead to that uncomfortable conversation. As much as it's not him, I have all the confidence. He's great. He's accurate. He's a leader. He's respected. He can carry this team. You can't lose him. And I'm dead serious on that. We sort of broached the topic about 3 weeks ago when I said, boy, you know, that whole David Carr syndrome thing, you know, that's my one worry. Well, it hasn't gotten better. You know, marginally better against the Lions for a while, but still sort of having to run for his life, having to, you know, to make plays that were really not part of the script or part of the play itself. And so it's not C.J. Stroud. At the same time, though, Reggie, You kind of start thinking about, are we going to lose this dude if it keeps happening? If he keeps getting, and I mean lose him just like for this season, like mentally, like getting, you know, the shell shock as we've talked about.
Yeah, and I does it count as a sophomore slump if it's just like if it's other circumstances?
Yeah, it's not your fault.
Are we just going to just what's happening?
Because
there is some things that he has to hold, and I think both D'Amico, Ryans, and C.J. Stroud and their availabilities yesterday seemed to speak somewhat to those things. We've talked about it, how it seems like he's shouldering more responsibility and that might be slowing him down, or he's kind of really thinking about, it feels like he's really thinking about the different levels of things that he needs to do and putting more of the onus on himself. And you're seeing him miss some throws that you just feel like that he wouldn't have last year. Or you see him maybe taking a tick too long.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To get a pass off, obviously the big one that happened recently was the one that he was throwing to Tank Dell wide open that ultimately lofted and then picked off by Carlton Davis. This was D'Amico Ryans yesterday when asked just like what he wants to see from C.J. Stroud doing better in this game this week.
I'd like to see C.J. just go out and cut it loose, right? You know, a lot has been probably said about the miscues of what C.J. has done. But C.J. has done a lot of great things for our team throughout this entire year. Full, complete trust in C.J. Let him go out and rip it. Cut it loose. Play fast. Play fun, man. C.J. is why we are where we are right now, right? We're sitting in a really good spot because of him, and he's an exceptional talent. I love working with C.J. I love his mindset, and I'm looking for him to come out and attack this game.
Thank you, because that's exactly what I was just saying. I like, it's not him, but there are some little elements there that make you sort of go, okay, have fun. You know, how many times have we heard D'Amico say that? At least a couple, maybe three, where he wants him to just have fun. CJ has said he wants to have fun. In fact, he did again yesterday. And so is that cutting it loose? I think they're all saying the same things. We've got to get CJ back to the old CJ. Or else we would be in danger of, as I said earlier, losing him.
And on the YouTube, Bar None says, last week was CJ's fault. He's getting tunnel vision and not seeing the field. I can see how you get into that place. I can see how you get into that place. Some of the things that we're talking about not seeing the field, I think one of the things that people were alluding to was a play where, you know, CJ is rolling to his right on a play action and you have Dalton Schultz streaking down the middle of the field. That it felt like one of those instances where I don't know that you can plan and throw it across your body back to the middle of the field. But you do wonder if a guy who has the capabilities that CJ does, if confident, just goes ahead and tries to do those types of things. It's one of those barriers or those bars that you think of where it's like more average players, you go, yeah, you're not supposed to do this. And then the great players, you go, yeah, whatever, man.
Yeah.
Just do it because right, you can.
Yeah.
And I think that that ends up, for me, still coming back to kind of that confidence that it seems like is missing. And that's what I heard and what D'Amico Ryans was saying there is just like, hey, man, stop doing so much of that thinking. Not necessarily that you're not going to think. A quarterback is obviously a thinking man's position, but you know, let the feel that you have for the game, the natural intuition that you have for the game, take over again. Because when you do that, he's a fantastic ball player.
Yes,
and maybe that's ultimately what it is. If you are still in this place where you are in your head or what have you, whatever you would like to call it, maybe that's where you start calling it a slump, right? Where you're taking mm-hmm. yourself away from that great play. I think for me, the way that I view it is just like he still has the evidence and the ability to do that. And it seems like the rhetoric is such that CJ is saying it, D'Amico is saying it, and it's clearly an emphasis mm-hmm. against a team in the Dallas Cowboys that has a lot of openings and weaknesses for you to attack in the what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
It feels like we might not be talking about it. But I guess with all that being said, if it doesn't come back around,
yeah.
I guess there is an uncomfortable conversation.
I want you all to hear this, though. See if you can pick up the part of this CJ comment that I went, whoa. Because there's a little piece of this, of what you're about to hear, that had me thinking about this. You can't lose CJ. See if you can pick up what it is.
Nah, I wouldn't say it was reassurance. I mean, for me, I always know who I am. You know, like, if I throw 100 picks in the game, like, I'm going to keep swinging and keep shooting. Like, that expectation that I have and people have on me is just like that LeBron commercial. Like, if you didn't have it, then that's a problem. So I love the expectations that I have. And, you know, from this point, I feel like I've been answering those things with, you know, the cards I've been dealt. And, you know, I don't complain. I show up to work every day and I have fun. You know, this is something that the Lord has blessed me with, and I delight in it. And, you know, I think that conversation was just brothers, you know, just like it says in Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so does another man sharpen another. So we were just sharpening one another, you know. So I helped him, he helped me. And, you know, that's what D'Amico preaches, is what our culture is just, you know, leaning on one another and, you know, being together through the thick and thin of things.
The cards I've been dealt. That, to me, like, he was really he was talking about a conversation he had with Dalton Schultz,
mm-hmm.
how he's confident, how he's going to try to sling it. But in the midst of it, he says, I feel like I'm confident. I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, something along those lines with the cards I've been dealt. And when he said that, I went, that's him talking about all the things that have been working against him.
Sure.
Namely the offensive line, namely pressure. Namely collapsing in the pocket when normally he wouldn't have.
Sure.
Namely, you know, going off script. And that's why, you know, when you couple that with what James Jones said, what D'Amico said, what we've seen and said, with the quarterback himself saying, I'm going to be confident with the cards I've been dealt, I'm like, you can't lose this guy, man. You can't lose him.
We'll see what it ultimately looks like, right? I don't seem to get in that place. And somebody texted in and was like, you know, still, right? The idea of, you know, the possibility that this goes woeful, mm-hmm. right? Because I feel like that's what it would have to be to still have a level of doubt in this team against the Cowboys team that is reeling. Hell, they got people up there in Dallas that are on to draft season already. Right? Like, they are in place. You know? Like, and yeah, you know what that feels like.
Yeah.
And that's where they are. And it just feels like, I understand last year you had some losses that happened against poor teams. It just feels like it would be tough with all of the talent, all the abilities that you have, that even if you have some of the similar issues that you had, that you're woeful enough to make it look that bad against the Cowboys. But hey, if they manage to do that, then yes, you have some of these uncomfortable conversations, but it just feels like that's outside of the realm of possibility in my mind.
Yeah.
Maybe I should open up my mind in that way, but I don't want to, and you can't make me. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's time for our question of the day, where it seems like, you know, the Texans might need to go up there with some cleaning supplies, some wet wipes, some, you know, I don't know what they, because AT&T Stadium got some bad reviews, which made me think, what's the worst thing that you've seen at a restaurant? We'll talk about that next.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.